Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As the new year unfolds and you are checking your financial plan to see if you're still on track, our next guest says that maybe a better first step is to rethink how you are measuring the return on your investments in the first place. Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rick, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Yeah, good morning. Great to be with you again, Mike.
Give us your experience so far with the whole rate of return, measuring the rate of return, and your clients' experience. What's the norm out there these days?
Basically, I'll paint a real quick picture where you would do what do we call in the business, a deterministic model, which comes up with a rate of return as your target. That if you can meet 6%, let's say, you should be able to pay for all your goals. And then you measure your performance of your portfolio based on either that targeted rate of return or a benchmark, if your target is a benchmark. And so everything is measured based on a percent for your performance and rate of return for your financial plan. That's typical. It's not necessarily the most profitable or realistic as far as true financial planning.
Measuring a portfolio against a benchmark, isn't that what professional portfolio managers do? In other words, like mutual fund managers, they're trying to beat the S&P 500?
Yeah, if mostly what you're doing is selling product or investments and not real planning, then yes, that's what you do. You set up a target and you try to beat the target, and beating it is what justifies your fees and stuff like that. But financial planning for a consumer, for a person, is all about them and their goals, not some arbitrary target. So measuring performance of your portfolio really only has relevance to you as it's in relation to your goals and whether or not you have enough money to pay for what you want in life. And that's not arbitrarily picking a percent and trying to beat it or match it.
Okay. And so walk us through then what we all should be doing.
One of the sea changes in the financial planning profession is goals-based wealth management. And when you realize mathematically that higher returns don't mean necessarily more money, you find out that the sequence of how you earn your money really affects what's in the bank, what's in the accounts. So let's say we have a client whose goals are travel goals, their car buying goals, their lifestyle goals. These things don't change on a day-to-day basis. So the only thing in a financial plan that is changing daily is really the value of the portfolio. So if we measure the funded status or the ability to pay for the goals each and every day, then the only variable is really the value of the portfolio. So the funded status can become an extremely accurate way to measure performance of a portfolio than just a percent return. If your funded status goes down, then you make portfolio management changes. If it goes above and your plan becomes overfunded, you also would make portfolio management changes.
What would you tell that client then when their funded status looks good? They've been making 6, 7, 8% on their money on average, let's say, but their friends are all talking about their 20 and 30% gains in their portfolios.
That does happen a lot. Basically, the way you handle that is the only thing that matters is your life. What does your best life look like? And making sure you have enough money for that. It's tempting, and it sometimes happens at really at certain shallow levels, but for the most part, your life goal isn't to beat your neighbor's return. For instance, what if your neighbor got 6%, but all of your goals, all your dreams, everything you want could be funded with 4.7? I mean, why would you take the added risk more than you need to pay for your best life just so you could beat your neighbor's return? There's just no point in that.
Rick, I understand that you've written a white paper on this topic. It'll be posted at your webpage.
Yeah, we did. I think it's been on there since February of last year. So if they just go to our website and then go to the forms section of our website. They'll see measuring performance using funded status. It should be there from February 2017.
Rick, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks again, Mike.
Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his firm's webpage posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.